Okay, so bring yourselves to standing. And just notice how you do that. Come on up to standing. Yeah, roll over. What's the easiest way to come to standing? Carl's doing a nice job rolling to his side, keeping his head low, pivoting up. And now, go for a walk. Just start walking around the room. And kind of your natural gait, not the post-ATM zombie gait, but just how you would normally walk. And as you're walking, just notice how you move your pelvis. How are your hips moving as you walk? Notice the left side and what the left side of the pelvis does. And notice the right side. Just sense, is there any difference between how the left side moves and the right? And now bring your attention up to your shoulders and your arms. And just as you're walking normally, naturally for you, notice how your arms move and any sense of how your shoulder blades might be moving as you walk. Notice if you can sense anything in the front part of your chest. Does it move from left to right, or does it stay facing forward as you walk? And sense any difference in how the left shoulder and arm might move and the right. Just spend a few steps just feeling into the movement of your shoulders, any differences. How can you know if there's a difference? Does one arm swing more forward than the other? Does one side of your chest seem to pivot more towards the center as you walk than the other? Slow it down a little and really notice. Notice where you look when you walk, too. Where's your gaze? So now, see if you might be able to exaggerate any difference between left and right that you feel as you walk. So if you notice that the left arm swings more forward and back than the right, exaggerate that. If you notice that the right foot falls a little more towards the inside or the outside, exaggerate that. Just kind of overdo for a moment any of those differences that you sense as you walk. And notice your breath as you walk back to your mat and lie down on the floor. And notice how you lie down. How do you do that? Do you do it in the easiest way possible so that you're comfortable transitioning from gravity to lying flat and taking support from the floor? Now just for a moment, extend your legs long. Extend your arms down by your side. And notice what parts of yourselves take support from the floor. Bring attention to your right heel and notice the contact that it's making with the floor in this resting position. And just notice without moving or changing. Just get a sense of how how you lie when you just bring yourself to lie on the floor and how your right heel makes contact. Bring your attention to the right lower leg and the right calf. Notice what part of the calf is taking support from the floor. If your leg is turned a little bit out, then the outer side of the calf would be getting some support from the floor. If your toes are facing straight up, a different part of the calf would take support. So where does your calf take support from the floor on the right? Notice the space underneath your knee. The support that the right thigh is taking from the floor. And is that more towards the outside of the thigh, the mid-thigh, or the inside? That will depend on the rotation of your leg. Notice the right side of your pelvis. How's that resting on the floor? And the space underneath your low back on the right. How big is that space this morning? Bring your attention up to the first contact you feel with your ribs on the floor on the right. Where is that? Do you have a sensation of those lower floating ribs in the back? Or is your first point of sensation higher up your thoracic spine, closer to your shoulder blades? Where is that for you? Sense the contact that the shoulder blade on the right is making with the floor. Notice how far away from the spine is the shoulder blade. What's that distance? How far down your back can you feel the shoulder blade? Can you feel that pointy end of the shoulder blade that faces down towards the low back? And how far over towards your right arm can you sense the wide top part of the shoulder blade? Give yourself an impression of that entire shoulder blade and its shape and the support it's taking from the floor. Bring your attention to your neck on the right. Some of you are rolling your head, that's fine. Just notice how comfortably is your neck on the right resting. A lot of us hold tension in our neck. What's that like for you this morning on the right? Now bring your attention to your left heel. The contact the left heel is making with the floor. Notice the space underneath the left ankle. The contact that the left calf is making with the floor. Is that different from the right? Are you taking support in a different place on the left calf than the right? Again, that will have to do with how the legs are rotated in lying. Notice the space underneath the knee on the left. The contact of the left thigh. And the left side of the pelvis. How is that resting right now this morning? And what's the space underneath the low back on the left? Is that different from the space on the right? It's not unusual for one side to be shorter and tighter than the other. So just notice for you this morning in resting if you sense any difference between the tonus on the left side and the right side of the low back. And just notice it with a soft, gentle awareness. And then draw your attention to the contact that the ribs on the left are making with the floor. Where's that first sensation of contact that you feel? And how far out towards your sides can you sense contact with the ribs on the left on the floor? The ribs are a cylinder. They attach at the spine in the back and the sternum in the front. So how much of the back part of that cylinder on the left is making contact with the floor? Bring your attention to your shoulder on the left, your shoulder blade. How far away is that from your midline of your spine? And what's the shape of the shoulder blade? What shape is that contact? Bring your attention to the neck on the left side. Notice how comfortably it's resting now. Notice if there's any difference between the left side and the right side in comfort. And then draw your attention to your breath. As you inhale, notice, where do you feel the breath in that cylinder of your core? From your pubic bone up to the little V notch at the base of the collarbones, all the way around your back body, that whole cylinder of your core. Where do you sense your breath right now? Do you feel it in your back body as you inhale? Can you feel a shift of pressure on the floor? As you exhale, can you feel that lighten softly in the back? You notice any shift in the side body with the inhale. So as the lungs and the abdomen and the pelvic basin fills, perhaps you notice the ribs expanding gently towards the armpits. And then that contact releases a little pumping action with the exhale and the inhale. And then in your front body, where do you feel the breath? What's the length of the breath in the front? Do you feel it in your pelvic basin and your abdomen and your chest? Just notice the volume of your breath now. And roll your head gently left and right. Just what's easy. And where do you roll your head from? Are you just turning your neck to move the head, or are you moving from somewhere else? Just notice that now, and we'll come back to that later in the lesson as a reference point. Then leave that. Notice the length of your spine. From the tip of your tailbone up through the top of your head. Get a sense for the length of your spine. And then bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. So stand both feet on the floor. And make them a comfortable distance so that you feel as if you don't have to do any muscular work to keep the feet there. So you can play around with, should they be a little bit closer together to each other or further apart? Should they be a little bit closer to your buttocks or further away? Just take a minute to experiment and get the feet in a really nice, neutral, effortless position. And now begin to do a very small, gentle, simple movement of sliding your right hand towards your right heel. So you're going to slide the right hand down towards the right heel and then bring it back. And just do that a couple times and notice where you feel the movement. And there's this... It's a rule in Feldenkrais. We don't have too many rules, but here's a really good rule. And that is, if it's not prohibited, it's allowed. So what that means is if I don't say to you, fix your head so it can't move as you slide your hand, then you're allowed to experiment with what would happen if you rolled your head a little bit to the right as you moved your hand down towards your heel and then came back to neutral. So how could the participation of the head, rolling the head as if to look towards the hand, how could that help the hand to slide a little farther down? And how could it help to breathe as you do this? So as you slide the hand down, you could roll the head so that the eyes, even if they're closed, are looking towards the hand. And then maybe you inhale or exhale. You don't hold your breath. And then you come back to neutral. And now where are you feeling this? What's happening to your ribs on the right side? Can you sense that the ribs on the right side close and get closer together as you slide the hand down so that the right side has to shorten a little bit in order for the hand to move down towards the heel on the right? That's right. And then as the ribs on the right fold and come closer together, what happens to the ribs on the left? There's this equal but opposite movement. So that as the right side of the ribs fold a little bit and the right side shortens, then the left side has to lengthen. So just, if you can't sense it, imagine it. Just feel how the right shoulder blade can slide down the floor. As the right shoulder blade slides so that the hand approaches the heel, what does the left shoulder blade do? What's that equal but opposite action of the left shoulder blade? Starting to feel how the bones are connected, right? That song, the hip bones connected to the backbone. So the right shoulder blade, as it moves down, is going to cause the left shoulder blade to slide up a little. So just see if you can bring some awareness to the movement of the shoulder blades. That's right, and then leave it alone and lengthen your legs and rest. Has your contact with the floor changed now after those few simple movements of sliding the right hand? You feel any difference in how the right side of the pelvis is taking support from the floor, the right shoulder blade? Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And now, this time, when you slide the right hand towards the right heel, instead of rolling the head, slide the back of the head on the floor to the right. So the nose is going to stay pointed towards the ceiling, and your whole head is going to slide on the floor, so that the right ear comes closer to the right shoulder. That's right. And then you come back to center. And I will, Eleanor. Yeah. So you're going to slide the back of your head on the floor to the right. So that's rolling the head. And you're not going to roll the head. Yeah, that's okay. Look, you're just going to slide the head. See, that's sliding the head. And that's, do this, that's rolling the head. And that's sliding the head. So just notice as you slide the head to lower the arm, how that requires more movement in the chest. Get a sense of how as the head slides to the right, the left side has to lengthen and soften. First the left side softens a little, and then it's allowed to lengthen and the ribs on the left spread apart more. And go very gradually. You want to leave here with your neck feeling good and loose. You don't want to overwork it. Just the smallest micro movement is all you need for your nervous system to get an idea of how you can lengthen on the left and shorten on the right to allow the shoulder blade to slide down towards the heel. That's nice. Do that one or two more times, sensing how as you slide the head, the hand can get a little bit closer to the heel. And perhaps you'll feel the oppositional movement of the right shoulder blade sliding down as the left shoulder blade comes up closer to the left ear. You feel how your sternum moves in this situation. So as you slide the head, the top of the sternum moves to the left, the bottom moves towards the right. That's nice. That looks nice. So just leave it alone and take a rest. Lengthen your legs. Notice your breath. What's the volume of the breath now? Has anything changed in the way you sense the breath in the upper body? As we begin to allow the ribs to become more flexible and for them to spread apart and together individually, then we make more room for the expansion of the lungs. So just notice for yourself if that work that you just did has in any way shifted that capacity for breath. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Oh, I'm sorry, just bring the right foot to standing. Okay, now in this situation, just begin to do a simple movement of lifting the right side of the pelvis up off the floor, and it's going to lift up and spill over to the left a little bit. So get your foot in a good position where you can push a little bit through the foot in order to lift the pelvis and let it turn slightly to the left. Go slowly. Don't go to the end of your range right now, you big movers in the room. And as you do this, the intention is to keep the knee facing towards the ceiling. So you're not rolling the leg, but you're just keeping the knee facing up towards the ceiling, so you get the sensation that the knee is moving down towards the big toe as you push. So you're lengthening out the whole front side of the hip there. That's right. And then each time, lift and lower back down to resting. So let the pelvis rest completely on the floor each time. And then lift again. And if the left leg needs to roll a little, it needs to roll a little if your movement's that big. And notice your breath. Are you breathing as you do this? And what happens if you exhale as you push? Exhale and let your tummy pooch out a little bit. Fill that pelvic basin and abdomen with air. Just notice how that fullness can help you to roll. That's right. And now, let's combine the movement of reaching with the right hand towards the right heel and lifting the pelvis on the right. So as you push and lift the pelvis, you slide the right hand down towards the right heel and then come back. And just feel that twist. Feel that twisting action. Go gingerly. But just notice as you lift the pelvis and it rolls a little to the left, does that open up some ability to shorten on the right side of the ribs and lengthen on the left? That's nice. And what does your head want to do? Just let your head do what it wants to do. So does it want to roll? Do you want your head to roll and your eyes to look towards your right hand? Does that help the movement to be effortless? Or do you prefer sliding? Do you want your head to slide so the right ear goes towards the right shoulder? Or maybe you do a combination of both. You slide a little and roll to look at the right hand. Just stay curious and play with it all and see what makes the sliding more available. What allows that shoulder to be free and the ribs to expand on one side and contract on the other? That's nice. And then just leave it alone and lengthen your legs and rest. Roll your head left and right. Has anything changed in the rolling of the head? Now bend your knees and bring both feet to standing. And begin to slide your left hand down towards your left heel. Let your head participate in any way that makes the movement easy and effortless. And let your eyes help you. No matter what you're doing with the head, imagine that your eyes are looking at that hand. Imagine that the eyes can see the hand down touching the heel. I don't know if any of you ski or mountain bike or do anything where you have to pick a line through uneven, unpredictable terrain, but you know, the way you do that is to use your eyes. You pick the line with your eyes, and then the body follows. So we humans are really visually oriented. And so if you imagine the eye seeing the hand as it slides, the body will adapt in the way it needs to create that action. And I know the opposite of that is true, because a number of times when I've been mountain biking, instead of picking my line, I've looked right at the stump I haven't wanted to hit and collided with it. So a few more times, sliding the right hand down towards the right heel, noticing what you feel in your chest. Can you feel that left shoulder blade sliding on the ground? Can you feel the ribs on the left coming closer together as the ribs on the right fan open and expand? That's nice. And if you can't feel it, can you sense it as a possibility? And what's happening in your collarbones as you do this? Can you feel that the collarbone on the left moves down more towards the left side of the pelvis? And the collarbone on the right moves up more towards your head. Just leave it alone, lengthen your legs and rest. Bend your left leg and bring your left foot to standing. And begin to push a little through the left foot to move the left side of the pelvis off the floor. And it spills a little over towards the right. So So you're just lifting the left side of the pelvis and lowering it. That's right. And feel that twist. Feel how you get this little beginning of the twist in your spine as you do this asymmetric movement of just lifting the left side of the pelvis and rolling it a little to the right. And spread your awareness and notice if you're holding anywhere unnecessarily. Is your jaw soft? Can your neck stay soft? And now begin to combine the movements. So as you push through the left foot to lift the pelvis, begin to slide the left hand towards the left heel. And allow the head to slide or roll to support the action. And feel how bringing the hand into it increases the twist. And take it easy, Eleanor. You don't have to hang onto your heel yet. We'll get there. So, yeah, you might have begun to think, you know, where's this lesson going? Where is that heel? Notice how the shoulder blades slide, the left shoulder blade slides down towards the heel, and the right shoulder blade slides up towards your head. The sternum moves so that the base of the sternum moves towards the right and the top moves towards the left. And how can the breath support this? Try breathing out and allowing the abdomen to fill as you lift the hip. That's nice. And then leave it and rest. Sense yourself in lying now. What kind of contact are your shoulder blades making with the floor? The pelvis, has that shifted? Roll your head gently left and right and notice any change in the ease or the range now that we've evened out the sides a little bit. And then leave that and bend both feet. Bend both knees and bring both feet to standing. That's good. And now begin a simple movement of alternating. So one, slide the right hand towards the right heel, and then come back through center and slide the left hand to the left heel. Notice any difference in how one side slides compared to the other. Feel the twisting through the spine, the lengthening of one side and the shortening of the other, the movement of the sternum as the ribs close on one side and open on the other. Notice your breath. Can the breath be free and easy? Can the jaw be loose? And now leave that for a moment, but keep your feet in standing. And interlace your fingers. So bring your hands together and interlace your fingers loosely. And bring them up over your head. So your hands are circling your head. They're not under your head. They're above your head on the floor. So your knuckles are resting on the floor above your head. And if you have a support under your head, you might need to take that out for this variation. So that your hands can be in a loose circle above the head. And then in this situation, your hands aren't cradling your head. They're just on the floor above your head. That's right. So the arms are loose, but as long as you can make them. The palms are facing towards the top of your head. That's right. So they're facing there. That's good. And now just begin to slide the left arm towards the left ear. So your left arm, you've got this circle of your arms, and you're just going to bring the left upper arm towards the left ear, and then back. The head can do whatever the head wants to do. But the idea is the shoulder blade's going to slide up as the left arm approaches the left ear, and then you come back to neutral. That's right, Carl. So easy sliding, just what's available to you. And just notice as you slide what has to happen to the shoulder blade, how the ribs on the left have to spread apart and open, and how you can move your head to the right. If you allow the head to slide a little to the right, it might help with the opening in the chest. What can you do to make that effortless? And only do as much as you can. If it's not available, just imagine it. That's right. Okay, then you put your arms down by your side. Okay, remember, the first rule is to take care of yourself. And now begin to move the arms the other way. So move the right arm towards the right ear. And feel how far down yourself you can feel that. You feel the sliding of the right shoulder blade, the opening of the right ribs. And as the right ribs open, the left ribs close a little bit. Rest when you need to. And now rest in the middle. Just rest with your arms in the center if they're still comfortable above your head. If you have to take a break from that, take a break. But just rest there. And now begin to alternate. So move your arms once to the left and once to the right.
Up here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're up here and we're alternating. Left and that's right, Carl. So go slow and see what you can do. Where else, if you're feeling a stretch, then the questions to bring to the action are, where else can I move? Okay, what's happening in my sternum and collarbones? And just bring this light kind of curiosity. Well, what's the biggest movement I can make that feels effortless, that doesn't feel like I'm stretching? And can I be satisfied right there? So instead of being goal-oriented, saying I'm going to get that left arm to that left ear, can you just say, I'm just going to see how far I can move my arm so it feels easy and effortless.
So one side is okay.
Yeah, so that's so quite natural. We so all have asymmetry. asymmetries and use our sides differently. No, 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 never. You just go, okay, well, I move 1 centimeter on the right and I move 10 centimeters on the left. Isn't that interesting? That's how I'm moving today. And then you spread the awareness and you say, well, what's that shoulder blade on the right doing? And then leave it alone, lower your arms and rest. Straighten your legs. Sense yourself in line now. How's your contact with the floor shifted? What are you feeling between your shoulder blades now after doing that last variation? Now, it's really interesting that at this point in the lesson where the movements start to become a bit challenging to bring awareness to how you use yourself in these situations. If you're what I would call typical, then you're going to want to strain and move to some notion of what the final movement is, as if there's a goal or a destination here. And that will most likely get you in trouble. So just see, as we proceed on with the lesson, if you can bring a gentle curiosity to the movements. As if you were a baby. You know, a baby bringing his toes towards his mouth is not really striving to get anywhere. He's just curiously figuring out, you know, what can I put in my mouth? Everything's about getting things to my mouth. And, you know, it's not like, okay, I'm going to, you know, force my hip joint to get my toes to my mouth. But I'm just going to play with it, and eventually as I keep playing with it, it's going to get somewhere. Well, I don't know where it's going to get. I've never done this before, right? So just bring that sense of curiosity that, oh, where will this go if I just keep coming to it gently and backing off? So with that childlike curiosity in mind, bend both knees and bring your feet to standing. And once again, begin to slide the left arm towards the left heel and the right arm towards the right heel. Alternating. That's right. Alternate left and right. And notice what you feel in your pelvis, what you feel between your shoulder blades. What you feel in your neck and head. And did that last variation make it any more available to you? Okay. Now leave it for a moment. You can lengthen your legs or you can leave your feet in standing. So we're taking a rest, Carl. Okay, bend both knees and bring both feet to standing. And now, you're going to have to experiment with the proximity of your feet to your buttocks and the feet to the midline. But just see if you can take your right hand down to take hold of the right heel or your right pant leg. If you can't take the heel, take the pant leg. Or take your sock. So just notice how you have to slide your side body. That's right. And now, see if it's available to you to take the left hand down to the left heel. So you're hanging on to the right. And I really encourage you to take your pant leg or your sock. Don't force this.
Both at the same time.
So only what you can do. And if you can't do it, just imagine it.
And now come to standing while holding the heels.
That's next. Bonnie's teaching that lesson next week. Okay, so now in this situation, with holding on in some place, your pant leg, your sock, under your heel, wherever, just begin to lift the right hip. Roll the right hip off. Keep the feet on the floor and just lift the right hip off the floor. That's right. And then come back to center. And then lift the left hip off the floor and come back to center. And now notice, put together what we've done in the lesson. So as you lift the right hip, you can bend the left side to make that easier. And Eleanor, you go very slowly. I'm really encouraging you just to make micro movements here. That's right. Put that foot down. Lift the other. And that's far enough. And put that foot down. Come to rest in center. And just feel how movement in your shoulder blades. Okay, so as you lift the right, you bend to the right, and then you lower. And as you lift the left, you bend over to the left, and you lower. That's nice. That's good, Doris. And Maha, you have it. You're doing it. You're just, yeah, just. It's okay. Next week you'll reach your feet. Yeah. And just notice that all that work with sliding the shoulder blades is what you have to call into action here in order to do this movement. So as you lift the right hip, the right shoulder blade is going to slide down to the right. And as you lift the left hip, the left shoulder blade slides down to the left. And you feel this twist through the entire spine. You feel that as you lift and slide the right side, the left side contact eases up a little bit. It lightens. The head can roll freely. So lengthen your legs and rest. Bend your knees and stand your feet. And now just alternate moving the right
hand towards the right heel and the left hand towards the left heel. You're just alternating the sliding now. You're not holding on. You're just alternating the sliding. So right hand towards right heel, left hand towards left heel. The head slides. The sternum glides.
The sternum
is your breastbone. And what's it doing?
Yeah, what's it doing?
Well, what's yours doing is the question. But yeah, so if you want, you could put your fingers on it. Just take the fingers of one hand and put it lightly on the sternum and just notice how it slides. The top part, as you fold on one side, the top part moves that way and the bottom moves out.
Kind of following your shoulders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the top part.
Yeah.
Feel it or
visual. Okay. All right. And then just leave that alone and lengthen your legs and rest. Sense yourself in lying now. Notice the contact that you're making with the floor. Notice the volume of your breath. Sense the length of your spine. From the tip of your tailbone up through the sacrum resting on the floor to the lumbar spine, the thoracic spine as it sweeps up through your shoulder blades, your cervical spine, the curve of your neck, all the way through to the top of your head. Get a sense of your length and imagine yourself as very long. Roll your head gently left and right. And now, as I'm going to talk you through this. Roll to your side. Pick a side and roll over onto your side. Bend your knees so you're in a little bit of a fetal position. And then come up to sitting in this position. So allow your top hand to push you up and your elbow to support you. And then just roll back down once. The same way. Roll onto your side. Roll onto your elbow. Allow your knees to bend and tuck up. And then come up to sit again. Pushing with the top hand and your elbow. Keeping your head low. And come to side sitting. That's right. And one more time, roll down. And then this time when you roll up, just keep rolling and come all the way up to standing. So keep your head low. Push through that top hand. Use your bottom elbow to support you. You come to side sitting. And just from there, how would you twist around to stand? Come to standing. That's right. Nice. Okay. And sense yourself in standing for a moment. Get your orientation back in gravity. Feel your shoulders. How are they resting on the ribs? And take it for a walk. Take it for a little walk. And once again, notice how your shoulders are moving as you walk. Notice your pelvis, Notice that twisting. Can you sense that twisting that we were doing on the floor? As you move, as the right foot goes forward, the left shoulder is going to go a little bit back, and then vice versa. Okay, and thank you very much. We'll see you next week.